Close to the Wind by John Walter. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227. To my wife Tanya, for everything. Part 1. The boy and the old man arrived at the port at night. There had been cloud in the sky, but now the moon shone brightly and they stood in the shadow cast by a row of terraced cottages that lined a cobbled street, polished through the years by wheels and feet and the hooves of horses. The boy held the old man's hand. The air smelled of motor oil and charred timber. At the far end of the street, the quayside was lit by a bright white lamp that glared upon the skeleton of a single black crane, its hook hanging solemn above the cottage roofs, and above the crane loomed the tall ship, a string of yellow bulbs along the rails of its upper decks, as though it might be Christmas and not a warm autumn night. The boy sneezed loudly. "Shh, Malik," hissed his grandfather. Malik let go of his grandfather's hand and pinched his nose through the white cotton handkerchief that covered his face. His grandfather had tied it across his nose and mouth to protect him from smoke. Malik could have removed the cloth, since they were a long way from the fires, but he kept it, believing it made him look older. He held his breath so that he wouldn't sneeze again. When he was certain, he took his hand away.
"Sorry, Papa.